So it's funny when you become familiar with this practice, it like almost starts happening immediately when you lie down. It's just like a familiar thing, and it's okay to become familiar with it, and it's okay to begin sinking into it already. And let's begin this evening by just evoking a quality of softness. Just thinking about what the word and experience of soft is to you. And maybe even noticing anywhere in the body that may feel soft in this moment. And then begin to allow this feeling of softness to spread, asking the whole body to soften, the breath, the face, and maybe even with each exhale, just allowing the body to release into any support. Breathing in easily. Breathing out easily and releasing more and more with each exhale. For me, one of the greatest gifts of yoga nidra is it provides an opportunity to sort of leave space and time behind. And it's helpful to do that to, at the beginning of practice, really notice where we are in space and time. Noticing the physical place where the body is. And also noticing the time of day, even the time of year. Just putting a little marker down in the here and now so that you can come back to it later. And here, allow the senses to wander. Particularly the sense of hearing and the sense of feeling. Allowing awareness to wander and hear all the sounds which can be heard now. And feeling anything that can be felt. Because during this practice, there will be many sounds. You may feel many things. And in this practice, we simply allow each sound, each feeling, each perception, we allow to take us deeper into this experience now. In the process of relaxing the mind, it can be helpful to relax the face. So many of the habitual holdings in our mind are reflected in the holdings and tensions in our face. So, sweeping the face, starting with the brow, feel the whole brow and the eyebrow center point, and allow that to really soften, invite ease into the brow. Sense and feel both eyes, all the muscles surrounding the eyes. Notice the cheeks. Allow the cheeks to soften. Even the sinuses behind the cheeks, allow them to soften as well. Feel the lips. The jaw, the chin, and the throat. And allow the tongue to fall back from the teeth, allowing even the tongue to be soft. And as you lie there breathing, with each and every breath, allow yourself to become more present with what's arising for you. In the practice of Yoga Nidra, traditionally we engage with a idea known as sankalpa, or intention, or heart's desire. So before we go any further, maybe reflect for a moment on any intentions you have for either this nidra practice or the practice of nidra in general. What is it that you hope to cultivate through this practice of rest and safety? Maybe even feeling that in the bodies. What are you looking to cultivate? And the workings of our mind and the gift of nidra can be rather mysterious. So invite here today a potential of some new intention to arise, either now during this practice or even sometime in the future. Just what is it possible to cultivate through this practice? Just planting this seed now so that perhaps it will fruit later. And we'll now proceed with the practice of sensing and feeling the physical body. This evening, traveling around the places in the body where energy flows and intersects. Starting by sensing and feeling the space in between the eyebrows. Noticing any sensations there. Feeling and being. Then allow awareness to shift down to the softness at the base of the throat and the space in between the two collarbones, sensing and feeling there. And then allow awareness to flow down the right shoulder, elbow, and wrist, into the right hand and the tip of the right hand thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Awareness flowing back up the right wrist, elbow, shoulder, to the space between the collarbone. Flowing as energy flows in the body, down the left shoulder, elbow, wrist, into the left hand and the tip of the left hand thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Awareness flowing back up left wrist, elbow, shoulder, and the space between the collarbones. And then allow awareness to come down to the space of the heart, behind the back of the center of the breastbone. This space of the heart, so much information available by sensing here. And the more we teach ourselves to come home to the space of the heart, the more we are in touch with the energy of our being. Notice the right chest and the space of the heart. Notice the left chest and the space of the heart. awareness moving down to the navel center in the belly, feeling and noticing energy in the navel. And then feel the base of the pelvis, a place in the body where we can feel rooted and grounded, our connection to the earth and survival. Allow awareness to flow down the right hip, knee, ankle, into the right foot and the tip of the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Awareness moving back up right ankle, knee, hip, to the base of the pelvis. And then down the left hip, knee, and ankle, into the left foot and the tip of the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Back up the left ankle, knee, hip, to the base of the pelvis. And as we move back up the body, these points along our center, imagine that a little star could shine in these points. Imagining a star at the base of the pelvis, a shining, twinkling star in the navel center. A star in the center of the heart space, in between the collarbones. A star at the eyebrow center point. And then a large shining star, the crown of the head. A star of every color simultaneously, the crown of the head. Feeling then from here, cultivate a whole body sensation. Sense and feel the whole physical body. The whole body settled, safe, and pulsing with each breath, each beat of the heart. Feeling the whole body as sensation. And inside this whole body sensation, become again aware of all of the points that we visited. Down the center, down both limbs, welcoming all sounds, feeling all of the points. Awareness of the points and the whole body and how the points are somehow inside this whole body sensation. Then become aware of the space in between these points. All of the points we visited on our trip around the body. Notice the space in between these points. And then, can you be aware of the points and the space between the points at the same time? Just noticing if that's possible. And allow this exploration to fade. And here, notice the pulsation of breath. And notice anywhere in the body where you can feel the breath. Noticing how you feel the breath coming in and how you feel the breath going out. Simply watching the breath. Even listening to the breath. And here we'll practice breath counting. Counting down from 9 to 1. You can begin by inhaling 9 and then exhaling 9. Inhaling 8 and continuing. Total awareness of breath and counting. And if you forget where you are, just start again at 9. Counting the breath here and now. Allowing any awareness of breath to fade. Here, with awareness turned inward, in the space of awareness, which is yoga nidra, consider our innate capacity for creativity. And know that yoga tells us that the human, simply by being, is an act of creation. And with the body and mind relaxed, perhaps the dreaming mind can awaken now. Bring your awareness to the space directly in front of the closed eyes. And today, see if you can evoke something to arise in this space directly in front of the closed eyes. Can you perhaps see colors? Noticing if you can see colors here. And perhaps even those colors could make shapes or patterns. And if you could see those, what would they be like? And sometimes our capacity for creativity can even produce pictures or even movies. So notice what is available here today and explore this space of awareness for a minute or so, welcoming anything that arises. We'll next honor and connect with the living earth, Mother Earth. So here resting, become aware that the earth is beneath you. Mother Earth holding us always. Providing the space for us to be. And here, gather any respect, love, or appreciation you have for the earth. Gather that for a moment in the space of the heart. And then reaching down as if you had roots. Reach down and send this appreciation and respect. Send it to Mother Earth, down into the center of the earth. It's a special place, almost like her heart. Sometimes Mother Earth will respond, and leaving a moment to welcome any response from Mother Earth. And then envision yourself as part of the living earth. Not something separate, but part of the whole. you as a human, part of the earth, just as all of the other humans as well, part of the earth. All of the animals, the plants, the bacteria and fungi, all of the mountains and trees and rivers and streams, the rocks and the sand. You as the human being, part of something bigger, part of this living earth. Feel your connection to this planet now. This connection to Earth is always there. And you can allow it to stay there. As we now become aware of the process of cognition, become aware of the fact of awareness itself and the process of being aware. Awareness might be said to be a space in which all things arise. And just explore the qualities of this space of awareness. Notice the ground which all things arise from. Awareness itself. What is it like to be aware of awareness? The teachings of yoga tell us that awareness itself is our fundamental nature. That which we are most primarily. And as we begin the process of turning awareness outward, notice how each part of ourself is contained inside of awareness. Again, noticing our innate capacity for creativity. All of the potentials arising inside of awareness. Notice again the pulsation of universal life force energy always moving through you. Perhaps noticing the breath or even the beating of the heart. Notice the mind and any thoughts that may be present. Notice the heart. and any emotions that may be here as well. Noticing how thoughts and emotions arise and subside inside of awareness. And here, again, consider sankalpa. Consider what you're looking to cultivate through this practice. Perhaps reminding yourself what you were looking to cultivate at the beginning, or even noticing that during this practice, has anything else arisen? Any new ideas or inspirations of how this practice can be used for the benefit of all beings? Just allowing that maybe that would arise now, or maybe at any time in the future. And again, come back to the feeling of having a body, the feeling of your body lying on the floor. Remember this place in space. Four walls, the ceiling, the floor. What time of day? And in whatever way would be most delightful, begin to invite movement back into the body. So any way that the body may like to be moved here, a little bit of rolling of the ankles, pointing of the toes, shifting, maybe turning the head from side to side. Noticing how this awareness of movement as well, inside of awareness. Really take your time, knowing that eventually we'll make our way back to a seated posture. And maybe today, even considering how perhaps any of the spaciousness from this practice, what would it be like if we could bring a little bit of this spaciousness with us into our interactions and interrelations. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Hari Om Tat Sat. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Hari Om Tat Sat. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Thank you for listening.